Good morning and welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth, again, welcome in. How are we doing today?
I'm really good. How about you, Mike?
Doing pretty good as well.
Great. So
what is happening is we work our way into a brand new year. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Yeah, our first show of this new year. So what's going on?
Well, I was just wondering if you and our listeners have noticed what a crazy rushed life we live. You know, when things become overwhelming and there's demands for holiday celebrations, but also for like work and expectations and family and kids, we might be able to put a few extra things in there, like giving to others, you know, those kinds of things. And we're always trying to do it perfectly. We're doing that constant self-editing, you know, hey, what's so-and-so going to think about this or that? So we're constantly rushing around from spot to spot. And I think what we need to pay attention to is that sometimes when we're doing all these things, and I think it happens more frequently than any of us are aware of, when we get tired, we get short-tempered, we're irritable, we start not being ourselves. And what that's really doing is telling us about the health of our brain, because our brain is designed to keep us moving. It's the thing that wants to survive, uses about 80% of the energy we take in a day. A lot of stuff goes on in our brain. And so I'm thinking that maybe we should talk about how to make it a little smoother, to make it work better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it kind of likes it when there's a routine, right? We're trying to get back to a little bit more of a predictable,
right.
less stressful time, maybe.
Right, and it's less stressful because our brain does not have to figure it out all the time. When we're going back to our regular routine, what the research shows is that we have when we don't have a routine, we have stress, poor eating habits, we can't sleep, or we wake up in the middle of the night, we sit around more because we feel tired when we're not, mm-hmm. we don't use our time well. But when we do have a routine and when we follow it, our physical health gets better, we have time to eat, we don't snack all day because we know when dinner's going to be,
right.
We don't have to guess. We're less sleep deprived because we go to bed at a certain time, or at least within a range. We're not running around thinking, did I buy milk today? Is there milk in the,
yeah.
you know, the obligations? And when, even when people have the symptoms of anxiety and depression, they're more easily managed when we're not stressed out because our brain is doing and working more efficiently. We need to know, too, that it makes us feel safe when we can predict things, that we're not worried about our survival. And it's not our, you know, it's not like we're going to be attacked, but it's that idea that our brain or our body thinks we're not getting what we need. So they have also, you get to have more fun when you have a routine. You get to do things that really bring you joy. You can be productive. You can be crafty or creative. You can do something or learn something that you want to, that's always been, learn how to sing or play an instrument, mm-hmm. or whatever. Vacations and holidays are more fun because you have a routine, and so you're changing the routine. If you have something that's a constant and you do something different, it's a spark of joy. But if it's always different and chaotic, our poor brains are just frying up.
Yeah, especially when you break that routine with something planned and fun.
Right.
You know, it's not something unknown and stressful. It's, hey, we're going to, you know, enjoy ourselves and do something a little out of the norm, but it's a positive experience.
Right. Let's go to the movies, not let's have a flat tire or run out of gas.
Right.
You know? Right. And so, and when we look at physical health, our physical and mental health are so closely tied that we want to make sure that we follow those routines that keep our bodies healthy, because that's where all the chemicals for our brains are made. And it's really important that at all ages we have routines. Little kids can be much more independent when there's routine. If they know they brush their teeth after dinner, or they put their cup by the sink, or they put their pajamas in the basket or whatever, they can do it, and it frees everybody up, and they're proud of themselves. And as we get older and we might forget something, we can stop and think, okay, not even consciously, why did I come into this room? Oh, yeah. You know, like we can replay it because there's a routine to
right,
it.
Right.
So I think just to considering routines, don't resist them if we can help it. We want to develop them because it's efficient, it's predictable, there's a natural flow between activities. You can kind of plan things out. You can either develop or get rid of old habits. You can become proficient. You can learn to do things better because you do them repeatedly. You can prioritize. You can decide what's important. And we're not going to procrastinate. When we know we can get it done, we do it. We become more confident. enjoy our success, and it has a lot more free time. So I really encourage all of us to like be thinking of the routines, especially because we've been so out of our normal routine in the last couple of months.
Yeah. And as always with this topic and all the ones we discussed, there are even more resources that you can go online to find out about, read up some more on this topic and others at the website safeharboril.com, as that's all the time we have on today's show. But make sure you're tuned in every Monday at the same time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.